Now I want to talk about abused text. The parable of the talents is among the most abused texts in the New Testament. That's what Dr. Carla Works, who's an associate professor of New Testament at Wesley Theological Seminary in Washington, D.C., thinks. And I think Professor Works is right. Too often, this parable is used to convince folks that God wants folks to give, to have lots of money, and if they don't have lots of money, then they're doing something wrong, or they're wicked, or they're lazy, or even worthless. It's an abused text. Parables get folks to think. They get folks to wrestle and think again. In this parable, where money seems to have top billing, isn't about money. It isn't about investing money wisely. It isn't about doing what God wants you to do and then being rewarded with wealth. The parable is centered around a master and three slaves, and the parable isn't about slaves and masters. So what is it about? It's a challenge to notice and to respond to opportunities to help meet the needs of the most vulnerable in our communities and in our world. It's a challenge to bring all that we are, our skills, our talents, our weaknesses, our successes, our failures, and to attend to one another, continuing to show love for God and for one another. A friend of mine, Reverend Timothy Sylvia, he's the pastor of First Congregational Church, UCC, in Randolph, Massachusetts. He has said this, "I think it's about gaining freedom when caring for what is God's and not giving into the pressures of culture, empire, consumerism, etc." All right, I think we both might read a little more into the parable than is there. But we do it because of this overarching message of the Bible. God creates, we mess up. God makes new, we mess up. God does something good, we mess up. And it's hard to read a parable that uses money and slavery, that isn't about money or slavery, and then see the words worthless slave at the end of it, and then try to view it all through the story of God making right what is messed up. It's hard to see how these two enormous and non-negotiable rules somehow fit into a parable that ends with a description of a worthless slave and rejection that throws that person into the place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know the two rules, love God, love one another. It's hard to swallow that the design of the parable is to get people to determine which category they or anyone else belong to, among the three slaves or the master. And I think it's even harder to swallow when folks determine that everything is so obvious. God is the master. The first and second slaves represent Hebrew people and the Gentile people. The third slave represents the Pharisees who were beyond help. I've heard that over and over again from clergy. Abused text. It's a parable. It's meant to make us think. And you can think any way you want. But it's so important to remember to think about that through the lens of what the Bible is about and what those two rules are. And I think from there, we get to see that it is about bringing all that we are as we attend to one another, as we show love for God, as we show love for one another. It's about gaining freedom when caring for what belongs to God instead of thinking that what we have is ours and we hold on to it because if we don't, then someone else might get it. Or even if we let them have it, they might not use it the way we want them to. And loving God and loving one another, attending to one another, it isn't about mine and yours. It isn't about us and them. It's about mutual generosity. It's about mutual welcome. It's about mutual care. It's about mutual freedom. It's about being able to count ourselves blessed. It is about abundant possibilities that become so evident that when we see the gifts, the talents, and the love that there is to share, we can't ignore it. And then we can look at this marvelous call to mutual generosity, welcome, care, freedom, and love, and live into it. So this week, I'm going to be gone in Florida. So it's a challenge for me. It's a challenge for y'all, the us. There isn't a them. It's all a giant us. Here's a challenge. Find 5 ways to notice and to live out a call to mutual generosity. 5 ways to live out a call to mutual welcome, mutual care, mutual freedom, mutual love. Maybe it's how you are at the grocery store. Maybe it's how you interact with a telemarketer. Maybe it's in a letter that you write to someone you've lost touch with. Maybe it's in your giving to Peace Memorial Church. Maybe it's in a cause for justice that you start supporting. Maybe it's in forgiving someone. Maybe it's in sharing a bulletin or a video of the worship service with someone who doesn't attend. Maybe it's in simply giving and being grateful. Remember that verse that I read at the beginning, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. I love the way this one particular sentence just hangs there. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Those are words of abundance, care, and love for all. They are not words of rejection or worthlessness. Not worthless, but precious. Believers, non-believers, old, young, longtime friends, visitors, all precious. Let us love one another. We all have time, talent, resources to offer. We can offer it in doing God's work. And in particular, God's work here at Peace Memorial Church. And when I say here, I don't necessarily just mean in the walls, as in the congregation, gathered and scattered, the work of the church. As we continue to love one another, we will continue to see and respond to all of God's amazing, astounding, and abundant possibilities. My friends, we have in front of us such an opportunity. Let's pray. God, thank you for your presence, for your challenge, for your blessings. Help us not to be those who hoard, but those who share. Help us not to be those who gather everything and won't give it away. But let us give us challenge. Help us to be generous. Help us to live out your abundance in the world for all. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.